Up to Simon Samachei Halacha Chaf Hey. Halacha Chaf Hey. Now we're going to deal with a situation of another example of a guy. Okay, this is a continuation from what we discussed yesterday, where a Jew is borrowing money from a guy, or vice versa, with ribbis, and we have another Jew in between. So what is the example in Chaf Hey? Akum Sha'amar Yisrael, a guy that says to a Jew, do me a favor and you secure the loan on my behalf. Levei b'shvili mos beribis miyisrael al mashkun zeh. The guy says to Reuven, Reuven, I need money. I know, Reuven, you don't have money. I know, I'm your banker. I know what's in your bank account. You don't have any money, but I know that you have a friend, Shimon, and Shimon has a lot of money. So do me a favor. If I, the guy, will approach Shimon, Shimon will not lend me money. But Reuven, if you go to Shimon and you ask Shimon for a loan, Shimon will listen to you because you are his friend. Now, I know you don't need the loan. I need the loan. So I'm asking you to be my agent in securing a loan for me with the ribbis. So look, is this ribbis, yes or no? So here are the different variables. Akum sh'amar li Yisrael levei b'shvili. Most ribbis mi Yisrael, borrow for me money from another Yisrael with ribbis. And you know this, I mean, I will provide security. I'm giving you my watch. Al mashkoin zeh, and give Shimon, the one that's going to lend the money, give him this watch as security. It's worth more than the loan. It's worth the loan plus the ribbis. Or afilu einu noisul mashkoin. Even if the guy is not willing to give a security, el shtar chayv, he writes an IOU. Shimon says, don't worry, I'm giving you a document that says I will pay you back the money, and my word is worth gold. The hamalve, the lender, is a Jew, and the lender, in this case is Shimon, he relies upon the mashkin, or relies upon the IOU of the guy, and Reuven has no responsibility whatsoever for this loan, mutter. So here the halacha says it's mutter, even though in between the two, the only reason why this loan is being secured is because we have Reuven in the middle. The guy has no access to Shimon. Shimon is a famous guy. Maybe close the door behind you because they're drilling over there. So Reuven has no. The guy has no access to a Shimon. Shimon is the one that's going to lend the money. Shimon is a celebrity, and you can't get near him. The only one that can get near him are Shimon's close friends. So the guy is approaching Reuven. Reuven has access to Shimon, and Reuven, the gabbai, is going to secure the loan from Shimon. So the question is, how do we view this? Maybe since the only one that is actually securing the loan is Reuven, and we should view the loan to have been conducted from Shimon to Reuven, and there is ribbis involved. So maybe it should look like at least ribbis midrabanan. So along comes the Shulchan Aruch and says, no, the bottom line is the loan is between the guy and Shimon. Even though the loan only came about because there was another Jew in the middle, and there is ribbis involved, doesn't make a difference. The loan is between the guy and Shimon. And the Shimon is not relying upon Reuven whatsoever. Shimon is relying upon the mashkoin. He has collateral, or he has an IOU. And Reuven has absolutely no responsibility to guarantee the payment of the loan. Reuven just did his job by making the arrangements. He's done his service. He's out of here. He's done. Memela it's mutter. V'afilu im ha'yishol. Even if the agent is instrumental in actually transporting the money, Reuven has to go pick up the money from Shimon's house and bring the money to the guy. So maybe then you'll say that since he's involved in actually delivering the money, you should be considered to be a loan between Shimon and Reuven, and the money that's going to be returned will be returned also to the agent, so there'll be a payment of ribbis, so it should look like there's a ribbis between two Jews. No! V'afilu im ha'yishol ha'shlich maybe es ha'ribbis la'hamalve mutter l'kabloi, it's mutter uvilvat she'haloive, the only condition is the loive yigmar zois uvat she'amalve. I have a my gear sivavat shahaloi there. Malve Hashem. Malve Yigma Zos B'daydoi Shekol Achrayis Hamashkin V'Hamos. All of the responsibility of the Mashkin Hamos Bein B'Havoah Bein B'Hazora Hakol Al Achrayuso. The one that is responsible is the lender. The lender, v'al hashaliach lo yiyeh shum achrayis. As long as the agent has no responsibility, he's just a broker, there is no problem of ribbon. Okay, it's a pretty straightforward halacha. Halacha vav. V'chein yisrael sh'nasan mashkin al shtar chayv l'yisrael chaveroi. Another example. A yisrael which gives a mashkin or shtar chayv to his friend yisrael sh'yilve b'shviloi al zemos b'ribis me'akom. The other way around. Same scenario, the other way around. That he should go and secure loan, sheyilve bishvilo al mos beribis me'akum. Im ha'akum ein esemich rak al hamashkin al hashtar ve'al hashlich ein shem achrayis. So here it's the Jew is borrowing money from the goy. It's the reverse of halacha chafei. And halacha chafei was the goy was borrowing money from a Jew and we're using an intermediary who is a Jew. Here it's the other way around, where the Jew is borrowing money from the goy with the ribis and it's being done through an intermediary through a Jew. So the same rules apply. Im ha'akum ein esemich rak al hamashkin al hashtar ve'al hashlich ein shem achrayis mutter. Period. Next halacha. V'chein im ha'yisrael hilve t'chila li'yisrael chaveroi al mashkoin. Let's say we have a loan where there's no ribbis. Two Jews, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven borrows money from Shimon. Shimon only lent money because Shimon has in his possession collateral. The achar kach omar lehamalve. And then he says to the malve, levei mos me'akum. Reuven, who borrowed the money from Shimon, says to Shimon, I need more money. I need more money. Levei mos me'akum beribis. Al mashkun zeh. On this mashkun. V'olai l'shalem hakeren v'haribis. Im ma'akum samech es atzmai al hamashkun levad mutter. If the... Yishol hilva t'chil yishol chaveru. I'm getting a little confused. If one Yisrael borrows money from another Yisrael, Al Hamashkin. So let's give it names. We have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven is borrowing money from Shimon. So Shimon is the Malve. And Reuven gives a Mashkin. So Shimon has in his possession the Mashkin that really belongs to Reuven. The Achar Kach Omer LaHamalve. And then Reuven says to the Malva, I need more money. Levei mos me'akum beribis al mashkin zeh. I want to borrow more money from a guy. And I want you to give him the mashkin that I gave to you for the loan. V'olai l'shalim akeren v'haribis. And I'll pay from the new money that's going to be extended. I'll take care of it. Same thing in ma'akum samich asatzma al mashkin levad mutter. It's mutter. Because even though this situation, it would appear that it's more problematic because we're using a mashkoin that already was used once, that's already also being used for a loan between Reuven and Shimon. There already is an existing loan between Reuven and Shimon, and that mashkoin is now being used to secure more money with ribis from a goy. So since that mashkoin, there is a Reuven should be, a Shimon should be, two Jews are involved in this situation to a greater degree than in the previous situation, because the mashkoin also is a guarantee between Reuven and Shimon. So maybe this case should be worse. So the answer is no, it's a new loan. And the new loan is, even though the mashkin is being used a second time, in ma'akum semech asatzma al mashkin levad mutter, it is mutter. Because he's not, we don't consider him to be anything more than a messenger. Okay, let's go to halacha v'ozayin. Yisrael shilve le'akum al mashkin beribis. New example. V'kach v'kach l'chodesh. If a Yisrael lends money to a guy, and he gives a mashkin beribis, kach v'kach l'chodesh, v'ach kach bo ha'yisrael l'chaver, shuyal v'lo yasamos al mashkin zeh. And then, the Yisrael says to his friend, he shall lend him money, yal v'lo yasamos al mashkin zeh, v'shehu yito l'saribis sh'yalu me'ayoyim al ha'peron mutter. And you're going to use the mashkoin to collect from the goy.
So you're going to give the mashkin.
You're going to let. Hey, listen. Reuven borrows money. I'm sorry. Yishol shuv liyakum al mashkin beribis. Because Yishol borrows money from a guy, so he gives the mashkin.
No. Well,
Shehilve le'akum al hamashkoin beribit. So he lends money to a guy. So he has in his possession a mashkoin. That mashkoin entitles Reuven to collect ribis from a guy. Kach v'kach l'chodesh. He entitles him. Well, it's a guarantee. The loan entitles the Yishol to collect from the guy ribis, and he has security. He has the mashkoin. The achar kach bo haYishol lechaveroi. This Yisrael that now has the power of collection from the guy wants money. He wants to borrow money from a Jew. V'achakach bo ha-Yisrael l'chaveroi, kshu yalve lo yasamos, he shall lend him money, al mashkoin zeh. So how will the other Jew get paid? How will he get paid back? He gives him the mashkoin that belongs to the guy, v'shuhu yitol es haribis, sheyalu mehayoim al Al HaPeron, and this Jew will now be able.
Shimon
will be able to collect
from the guy.
So is this mutter or asa? So here you're using ribis that you're entitled to collect from a guy to pay off a loan that does not involve ribis to Shimon.
He's not paying off the loan. You're just letting him collect the ribis.
You're letting him collect the ribis, but by collecting that, that's how he's going to pay off the loan. By collecting the loan, v'shuhu yitol es haribis, sheyalu mehayoyim ad haperoin, until the money is paid off.
That's so, because the agreement was you know, every month you pay interest.
Okay. So,
so for this month, that Reuven borrowed money from Shimon.
For as many months.
You can collect.
You collect from the guy. You're going to go collect the interest from the guy.
That's what was this principle, the same thing.
No, I don't think so.
But he's saying,
I don't know. Does it go for the principle or not?
From the second year.
I understand what you're saying, but I'm not so sure that's what I mean. He's just saying you can go collect rivets. No, just like the first guy is allowed to collect rivets, we're saying you just transfer that.
No, the second guy
is going to collect rivets.
But he's not really collecting from the guy, he's really collecting through the other Jew.
Through the Jew, so that's the question. Can you do it?
The rivets from the Jew or the rivets from the guy?
The rivets is from the guy.
Let's go slow, show you one more time. Yisrael Shehivel Yaakov Al Mashkin Beribis. A Jew lends money to a guy Al Hamashkin Beribis. So the Jew is going to collect ribis from a guy, correct?
Right.
There is a loan. There is here. We have structured a loan of ribis,
right.
And there is a mashkin. The mashkin is the guarantee of this loan, and there's a loan of ribis. Now is that also a mutter? Mutter, of course, it's mutter because dealing with a guy. Kach v'kach l'chodesh, and this
the ribis
is the interest. The achar kach now bo ha'yisrael. This same Yisrael now structures a new loan. A new loan between him, we'll call him Reuven and Shimon. He's going to borrow money from Shimon. V'achakach bo ha'yisrael l'chaveroi, shuhu yal v'lo, he should lend him es hamos. And what? So the Shimon says, I'm going to lend you money. What's the guarantee I'm going to get paid back? Al mashkoin zeh. I'm going to give you the mashkoin that I have from the guy. V'shuhu, Shimon, who is lending money to Reuven, yitol es haribis. Shimon will now collect the ribis from the guy, sheyalu mehayom, which incurs from today, ad haperon, until the loan the guy pays off, until the guy pays off his loan.
So the second guy is getting the interest.
Exactly. So the second Jew, is getting interest from the guy. So we're transferring loans. So the problem over here is technically, how long will this continue? This will continue until Reuven pays the amount of interest that will be paid to Shimon will equal the amount that Reuven has borrowed from Shimon. Let's put it in terms of numbers. Let's go put it in numbers. Reuven lends a guy $100. And the guy says, I'm going to pay you back $100, and every single month I'm going to pay you back $10.
Additional
$10. So I'm going to pay you back the $100 in 10 months, in 10 months, in whatever, in let's say, in 10 months from now. And in the meantime, it's going to be double. It's going to be 100%. In the meantime, every single month, I'm going to pay you $10. That is the arrangement. So that's clear. That would normally be ribbis. That would be 100% ribbis if you're dealing with two Jews. But being that we're dealing with a Jew and a guy, there is no prohibition whatsoever. And in order to secure the guarantee of this loan, in order to so Reuven takes in his possession from the guy, he takes a mashkoi. So the mashkoi is the guarantee to collect the loan from the guy. The guy is going to pay back $100, $200 over a period of time. The balloon payment at the end, $100 at the end, and in the meantime, it's going to be $10 per month. Period. And Reuven has in his possession the mashkan. Reuven then goes to Shimon and says, "Shimon, I need money. I need $100. Shimon says, "I'll lend you $100, but I want a guarantee." So Reuven says, "I have a solution. I'll give you the mashkoin that I have from the guy, and by me giving you the mashkoin, that means you can collect $10, the ribbis that's coming into my account for the next 10 months, that, instead of going to me, will now go to you for payment."
Will go to you.
Go directly to you to pay off, no, not ribbis. Not ribbis, can't be ribbis, to pay off the $100 loan. Reuven is borrowing from Shimon. Maybe you're right, but let's go so. Reuven is borrowing from Shimon $100. Reuven needs to pay back Shimon $100. How am I going to pay you back $100? By using the ribbis that I'm collecting from the guy, I'm going to use that to pay you back the loan, the $100.
So the question is, the ribbis going directly to the second person?
So what
the, or is it going to the first person?
It doesn't make a difference. The problem is it does not look right. It looks that's why it's perfectly mutter. That's what he says. That's why it's mutter. In the byline, let's look at the big picture. Exactly. The big picture of the you may want to suggest that this would be usur because you're paying back another Jew with money of ribbis. You could make it's an abstract argument. Oh, so that's why it's smutter. That's why it's smutter. Exactly. That's why it's smutter. But you would want to perhaps make this argument that since ribbis is such a terrible avera, when two Jews are involved in a transaction, you can't pay back another Jew with anything that has an appearance of ribbis. Now the ribbis here is not between me and you. The ribbis here is between me and the guy. The guy owes me $200. I lent him $100. He owes me $200. I'm going to go use the extra $100 that he's giving me as ribbis to pay off a different loan. So I'm using ribbis money for the payment of a loan. Maybe it should appear that it's saucer. No, it's perfectly mutter. It's not the case? Let's read it again. Yisrael
Shehil. I think the case is different.
Okay, what do you get? Yeah.
I think the case is, as you started off, okay. Reuven lent the guy $100, okay. And the agreement is he pays him $10 a month in interest, $10
okay.
a month in ribbons.
Okay.
A month later, he goes to Shimon, he says, "I need money.
Okay.
I borrow $100 from you."
Okay.
So and he gives Shimon the mashkin.
Okay.
And he tells Shimon, "You know, while you're holding that mashkin, as long as the guy is paying me back the $10
yeah.
a month, he's going to pay you the $10 of ribbis, but it has nothing to do with the principal of the loan that I have between
okay,
you."
Okay, that's what you're saying. Bigger chiddush.
It's a bigger chiddush.
You want to say that there's no, so you're really giving back Shimon $200. But the money you're giving back is not coming from me, yes. It's coming from the guy. It's a very big chiddush. Is that really not ribbis? Because you're borrowing money, you're giving back more.
Yeah, but
I borrowed
because I have the mashkin.
Okay, is that the case? Let's take a look. Let's see. Yisrael shehil v'liyakum al mashkin b'ribis. Yisrael borrows money for. Lends money. Shilvah he lends liyakum al mashkin b'ribis. V'kach chel chodesh. V'yachak kach bo ha Yisrael lechaver shehu yal veloy es hamos. Lend me some money al mashkin. Say here is the mashkin. V'shehu yitol es haribis. And the Shimon who has lent $100 to Reuven shall now receive the ribis sheyalu which incurs which comes in mehayim from today ad until ha payroon until the loan has been paid off.
I think which loan now?
Reuven and Shimon.
See, I think ad ha payroon means until the loan between the guy and Reuven is being paid off.
Let me see what the article says. And he Shimon will collect from the idolater the ribbis that is due from today until the time. He doesn't explain. You see, what do you get when you don't have an explanation? Mutter, okay, this is interpreted as a sale of collateral, accrues from the time of the sale to the end of the term is a loan, as a fact. Okay, I'm not sure. Let's go further. Aval im ha'yisrael harishon kvar zokav es hakeren im haribis l'chol zman halva. Maybe we'll come clear from this part of the section. But if the when the Jew and the guy im yisrael harishon kvar zokav es hakeren im haribis l'chol zman halva, hare akol hu ki keren shel yisrael. The osur lilvois al mashkun zem yisrael chaveroi beribis tavikilu nosan es haribis mikiso. Let's say the Jew and makes an arrangement with the guy. I'm lending you $100, and you're going to pay me back $200. Okay, so the loan is not structured. Aval im ha'yisrael harishon kvar zokav es hakeren im haribis l'chol zman halva.
The principal and the interest.
And the interest in one are they're not separate. They're going to be in this situation. They're going to be separate. So now
it's not a monthly payment.
It's not a monthly payment. You owe me $200. So that means when I have in the mashkoin represents $200, and I give you this mashkoin. I give the mashkoin to the second Jew. Hare akolu ki keren shel Yisrael. Everything is viewed now as the keren, the principle of the Yisrael. The osur lilvois al mashkun zem Yisrael chaveru beribis. I'm not permitted now. If I want to borrow from you, I want to borrow from you $100, and you will give you this mashkun, which will entitle you to collect $200. To have kilu nosan es haribis mikiso, then it's us. And then if you go backwards, it seems to seem like what you were saying is correct. Then it seems that what was the original case? The original case was where it's not going to be an actual $200. It's $100 plus additional payments. Plus additional payments. From the time of the sale until...
Can be resolved as easily, but as you said yesterday,
Ryzen
says it's
awesome. Everything is awesome. Ryzen says all the cases are awesome. No, it seems like what you're saying is correct. Okay, let's just clarify this case. It seems like you're saying is, let's go back to the original case. The original case was, I borrow from a guy, let's assume the numbers are the same. Because we're going to assume the number, we'll keep the number the same. I lend a guy $100. How much does the guy owe me? The guy only owes me $100. That's what appears to be critical to understand this case. The guy only owes me $100. The guy gives me a mashkin. And the guy, and the part of the mashkin is a penalty, basically. A penalty is
agrees that
as long as I have the mashkin in my hand, I am entitled to receive $10. As long as the guy, the shuyitol haribis, v'yachar kach, yishol shiv l'akam ala mashkin b'ribis, v'kach v'l'chodesh, v'yachar kach v'kach l'chodesh, So I'm getting monthly payments of $10, and now I lend money to another Jew. I borrow money from another Jew, and I give the mashkoin to the other Jew to collect. So the mashkoin is worth $100, and payments of $10 are coming in. So since those additional $10 payments are not part of the loan itself, that is like an additional ribis payment. It's like I sold my loan. That's really what he says here in the footnote. I'm selling the right that I have to collect to another party. I think I have it now. I borrow money from the guy. I lend money to the guy, and the guy gives me. And the guy gives me a mashkoin. The mashkoin entitles me to collect the loan, but the mashkoin does not entitle me to collect the ribis. The ribis is an oral arrangement between me and the guy. The mashkin allows me to collect $100, but the arrangement is the guy is going to pay me back ribis. You're going to pay me back over time $200, but the mashkin only represents the loan itself of $100. I now need to borrow more money. So how am I going to borrow more money? I'm going to sell the power of collection. That's really what it's all about. Instead of me collecting the loan, I'm going to sell you. I want to borrow from Shimon $100. Shimon's not going to lend me $100 unless he's guaranteed to get back his money. How is he going to get back his money? I'll sell you a loan that I have a right to collect.
Was he selling him the mashke?
He's selling him the mashke. That's exactly what he's doing. He's transferring the loan. I have a right to collect $100 from a guy. So instead of me collecting the $100, you, my friend Shimon, you will collect the $100. And guess what? Not only can you collect the $100, it's even better because you have a guarantee. You have in your possession a mashke. Now, guess what? There's a bonus. What's the bonus? Not only do you get the $100 loan, you're going to be getting ribbis. You're going to be getting ribbis. You're going to be getting $200. So it's a great deal for you, Shimon, to lend me $100 because because the way I'm going to pay you back is not only by giving you $100, I'm going to be giving you $200. Problem is, this is ribbis because I'm borrowing from Shimon $100 and I'm paying back Shimon something that has a value of $200. So the answer is no, it's not ribbis because you're transferring a loan from a guy to a Jew. It's not a new loan. I'm borrowing. What he says over here in the footnotes is that I'm selling. We don't view the transaction between Reuven and Shimon as a loan. We view it as a sale. I am selling you something which I have right to collect. I have a right to collect $100, $200, $100 principal, and another $100 as ribbis. This is an asset. I'm selling it to you for $100. So that's mutter. As long as you engage in business transactions, there's no loan, there is mutter. However, if the collateral is already guaranteed to collect $200, not monthly payments, it's not a mashkun, which is just a right to collect the principal, but the mashkin entitles you to collect the ribbis as well, then we still view it as ribbis. When I borrow money from a Shimon, it's viewed as a loan, and when I'm giving you back the mashkin, which entitles you to collect $200 over a period of time, we still view it then in this situation as a loan, where I'm paying you back ribbis.
Who owns the collateral?
The collateral, whoever has it. Whoever has the collateral owns the collateral. Yeah, that going in a situation where you do have a right to transfer. Obviously, it all depends on the society. Okay, that's the gist of this idea. Let's try to finish up. New example. Let's say you have money of a Jew that's deposited in the hand of a guy. And then Gesundheit. And then the money is lent to a Yisrael Beribis. So the guy, this sif, this really talks about banks, exactly. It has a long discussion about it. But let's discuss if you have a Jewish bank. And one Jew deposits money in the bank. And then
a Jewish bank.
You have a Goyish bank, a non-Jewish bank, and all the customers, every single customer in the non-Jewish bank is Jewish. So all the Jews deposit their money, and then a person approaches the bank and wants a mortgage. So the guy, what is happening? The bank, the FDIC, is taking away all the money from the Jews, and is giving it to the person who wants to borrow the Hillel Assembly's shoulder, is lending it to another Jew, Beribis. So the middleman is the guy, but the money really belongs to the Jew, and the money has been deposited safely in the hands of the guy. So what is the law? The halach is the guy responsible? If this, the guy shebang, is FDI, which the guy bears full responsibility, in the event that the Jew who wants a mortgage does not pay back the money, the guy who owns the bank is responsible to shell out the money, or the government will be responsible, the government that's not Jewish will shell out the money, it's guaranteed, FDIC, mutter. That's a tremendous Chiddush. We no longer view the money to be the money of the Jew, the first Jew. When the first Jew deposits his money in the bank, his money has evaporated, has disappeared. Since the one that is responsible to return the money is the guy, so responsibility counts for everything. The bank is responsible, even though physically this money really came from a Jew, we don't no longer view the identity of the Jew to be associated with the money. The money is now the property of the guy, and if the guy wants to lend money to a Jew, Beribis, business, go for it. Good, go ahead. There's no problem. We view it to be 100% a transaction between a goy and a Jew. Mutter. V'im einu b'achrayos ha'akum osur. But if there is a risk, if the goy does, when you deposit the money in this type of bank, they're paying you very high interest. Do you know why? Because the bank's fooling around with your money. The bank is going to take your money, going to lend it to someone else, and hopefully they'll pay back. And you trust the bank. You trust that they have some type of formula to make sure they get back your money. And in fact, the bank makes a mistake and they don't collect the mortgage, and guess who loses? The original customer, the original depositor, lose the money. Then it's also, because then we view the money to be money. We view the money to be the money of a Jew, and if it's the money of the Jew, so in essence, when the bank lends money, gives a mortgage to another Jew, the loan is being conducted between two Jews. You're just taking money out of the pocket of one Jew and giving it to another Jew, and there's a guarantee of ribbis. So it's a transaction between two Jews and the payment of ribbis. Ulechein, but Malcolm Shiesh Kivutzos Maus, a bank. Okay, here he has this word over here, some word. Know this word? Some Yiddish word? It means basically a bank. And all the Jews have portions. People they make deposits in this collection agency. The Israelim loyvim yisham beribis. And even though the corporation, this entity is owned by non-Jews, but this entity is lending money to other Jews beribis. Even though the administrators of this organization are non-Jews, mikol makom nearly the iser gomer who it's aser. Period. And a
so
Jew.
Is it a bank or is it the fact that
well, it's not a real bank. Like that. We mentioned this yesterday that one of the major heterim, according to Rav Moshe Bizman Azef, for 99% or 95% is corporations. Any business that is incorporated automatically
is not
incorporated. Exactly.
Like
this is a yeshivish business. This is a gemach. This is a gemach. And in a yeshiva gemach, they have signs with free interest loans. It's not really free interest, it's interest loans. So who's providing the capital? Who's giving the money? People put money in this organization and they lend money to other people. And if you charge interest, even though the administrators are non-Jews, though this Sibbat and Hanami, dealing with American law, you're dealing with banks which are guaranteed by the government, or you're dealing, even if it's not guaranteed by the government, no one's responsible. Or corporation, who's responsible? You declare bankruptcy, no one's responsible. No one's responsible. So that also, according to Rav Moshe, takes away many problems of ribbis. And we mentioned yesterday, many vendors who sell merchandise to stores today, okay, it's almost impossible not to be incorporated. You can't file a tax return unless you're incorporated in most any type of legitimate business. So a lot of the problems of ribbis disappear, at least according to the opinion of Amosha. This is what Rabbi Reisman writes in his Sefer. But if you don't have it done, which is done privately between people, then almost every situation you're going to run into a wall and you're in a lot of trouble. Okay, v'chein, let's go for it. Also, l'itim l'shtul l'shamos, ki shem yilv l'yishol shen hagim. V'chein, also, l'ulavos misham, now the barvein, ki shem nasim l'shol yishol shen hagim, because maybe money that's coming to you is coming from another Jew, such an organization where Jews deposit money and you borrow money and you pay back with ribbis. So everyone over here is involved in ribbis. The one that lends is even 5 lavin, the one that borrows over on 3 lavin, and the middleman, if there's a Jew, there's a middleman, is over on 1 lavin. Halacha, tesh, shutafim, shetshichim, l'ulavos mos, beribis, me'akum, partners who need to borrow money beribis from a guy, yasu she'ila schachem echlaso. So then it gets very complicated because you have partners. Whenever you have a partner, two Jews are borrowing money from a guy, so in essence they're also borrowing money from each other. Since both of them are taking money together and they're going to pay back together and they're paying back ribbis, so in essence it can be a problem where they're paying back each other ribbis, because they're working together. Every time they do a transaction, each one is borrowing from the other. You have a partner, you can't be 50-50. You take a little bit from one, takes a little bit more from the other, and today and tomorrow I'll take a little bit more from you. And then when I'm paying back, we're paying back to the goal of paying back the guy, even until we pay back the guy, I'm paying ribbits back to my partner. So this becomes very complicated, and you need to have a heter hiska, ayin tasim, ayin sevkon gimel, v'chav stasham, sevkon aleph, v'shochon aruch, tanya, and shochon aruch haraf, hilchas ribbits, sev samach dalet. He's very into that. The kid shochon aruch is into shochon aruch haraf. Mutter, mumar, what about a Jew who is not shomer Torah mitzvahs? Many banks, sorry, they're not many banks, there are certain banks which are owned by non-religious Jews. Is there a problem of being a customer in such a bank? Give you interest. Mumar also lulvas femenu beribis, v'gav lahalvas lebribis yesh lahachmir. He paskins that a mumar, a Jew who is not religious, is not shomer Torah mitzvahs, it does not matter, you're not allowed to borrow and lend money. So again, that's what we mentioned, banks. Okay, now we discuss here a little bit grayer. Let's finish up the siman in the shomer's and the halacha. I think we only have one more left to do. Let's do Yud Beis. I don't have clarity in this. Let's try to run through very quickly just to get the gist of what he says. B'makom sheyesh kavutza small, dealing with a bank or the structure of a bank where people put money into some type of organization. V'agos lechem apadim chazar mechabedover zed b'shinon. He repeats this and that's safer. V'hella od hapam le'iser. And he goes through this issue that it's osir. He talks about lotteries. Lotteries, v'chein havtochas hayoladim, different types of investments for children. You make what are they called? Different funds. Different people put away money for children. You put away.
Trust funds.
And if you're putting in trust funds, I guess not like today, the banks and the government and the corporations, but it's talking about in ancient times where it's similar to what it mentioned in the Kitzchuk Narach. Avo. And he disagrees. Again, this is not practical, these situations, because everything has changed today very much. If you have an organization, and the organization has many participants, many people deposit money, and the majority are non-Jews, so you go, boss the roiv.
Yesh lahatim itam bereira.
Insurance policy.
A mutual the ownership is owned by the membership.
By the membership, okay.
You take insurance
like a credit union.
Yeah.
Okay. So if the majority of these people
are.
But even those things today are probably on mutter, because even those things that are regulated by the government, which have all different types of rules, no one's really responsible. It could be a corporation. There are many different factors. But here he comes out. Most people that are counted in this organization, einam yehudim, yesh lahatir mitam breira. The most shall yishol halach behalva lehanochrim. We could assume that the money of the Jew goes to a guy. Uchshabal yishol lulvas. When a Jew comes to borrow money, who live in mos hanochrim. When a Jew comes to borrow money and pays back the ribis, he's paying back to the members that are non-Jewish. Breira. We want to come on to, even though there is a significant people in this organization who are non or Jews, we go basaroy. We'll say the money that you're borrowing and you're lending God goes to non-Jews. V'chein kasa b'shut shalom eshev. Umaram shik docha tam het. He disagrees mishum breira. He doesn't hold a breira. Ayin sham. The kasa tam het. It's another reason why it's mutter. Mibnei she'inyan habank le'nas sedafkal tevas bnei achavura bale hamenuyos leharviach mamon ki ikra nisyas tevas bnei adam hatzrichim mos v'har. The people who need the money, the harvachim shemakabel, and the profit shemakabel habank ein ze biyichud schar hamtana. This that they pay interest. This that a bank pays you interest. That's not. It's not because schar hamtana. Ella b'mnesha bank yesh lohitza gedoyla has expenses. Anyone who borrows money has to pay a fixed fee. Okay, this is bizarre what he says. Obviously, it's not true today. But the reason why they charge interest. The reason why they, right, exactly. There's no such thing as a non-profit organization. Someone once explained that to me. By the way, there are two of these, something called not-for-profit and non-profit. They're two different things. Totally. No, you're not familiar with this? Not-for-profit and non-profit. Not familiar with this? A lawyer once explained this to me. There's a very big detail on how you can, all these legal loopholes, how you, different types of organizations. I'm not familiar, but here he says something that's very bizarre to us: that a bank is not in it for profit. They're in it for the good of society. And the only reason why they charge you 10% is because to cover expenses. So therefore, it's not a loan. That's not a loan. We're providing a service, and when you're paying a service fee. Paying a service fee is not called ribis. Melitz mutter. Okay, obviously, that's not going to hold water today. Today, everyone's in it for the... What?
I don't understand. Non-profit organizations don't charge interest. They
A non-profit loan, Ezra's Torah. Ezra's Torah is famous for interest-free loans. It's interest-free loan. It's a loss. Every interest-free loan is a loss for the organization. And they have to raise money to cover the loss. Because of all the administrative reasons and the cost of inflation by the time they pay it back, and the risk.
Salary of the
officers. There are a lot of things that go on. Can he just mention here that many achronim they discussed the mafalpul in the banks. Minchas patim shut imre yosher shut pnei shut yad yitzchak v'oid harbi barichus b'shut mahar shak. Banks is a very big issue. As we mentioned today, Rabbi Reisman says most banks are not a problem because they are incorporated. However, not always the case. That's why you always hear that a bank does not heter iska. There'll be a cold curry in the newspaper that you should not do business with them until they get a heter iska. There are many variables and variations in different situations. Every case is different. Okay, Yud Gimel Shuvim Shashichim Lulvois. I am Shuvim Lamel Hoyel. Yisrael Shvigoy. All right, let's stop here because I want to do Haggadah. So maybe we'll do this. I thought we can finish this next week.